Notas mi vexisti vias vitae.
July 2020. Isaiah 26, 7 to 9, 12, 16 to 19. The path of the upright one is honesty. You smooth the honest way of the upright. Following the path of your judgments, Yahweh, we set our hopes in you, your name, your memory are all our soul desires. At night my soul longs for you, and my spirit within me seeks you out. For when the judgment appear on earth, the inhabitants of the world learn what saving justice is. Yahweh, you will grant us peace, having completed all our undertakings for us. Yahweh, in distress they had recourse to you, they expended themselves in prayer, since your punishment was on them. As a pregnant woman near her time of delivery, writes and cries out in her pangs, so we have been, Yahweh, in your eyes. We have been pregnant, we have writhed, but we have given birth only to wind. We have not given salvation to the earth. No inhabitants for the world have been brought to birth. Your dead will come back to life. Your corpse will rise again. Wake up and sing, your dwellers in the dust, for your dew will be a radiant dew, but the earth will give birth to the shades. God's love for us and our love to Him should be the greatest theme of our lives. It is not without reason that God gave us the first commandment, which is to remind us and to call us to enter completely into the reality as it given to us by God. Only then will our life unfold in all its beauty and dignity, and gain a supernatural splendor. Life is then more and more under the guidance of a loving Father, and we give space to His desire to live with us in close communion. To the upright, the text says today, the way is paved. Righteousness here means the believer who lives in accordance with the will of God and strives to find God's pleasure in all what he is doing. Here the way becomes straight. That is, he will always find a way, even if chaos threatens around him. It is then not his way in the sense of his own mastery, but the way of the Lord becomes his way. It is part of the adorable wisdom of God to always show the right solution for the respective situation, no matter how confused it may be, no matter how it may be caused by human guilt and its consequences. A holy simplicity enters into life. Simplicity does not mean that one inadmissibly simplifies complex themes, but simplicity comes from the fact that one can always trace the ultimate causes back to God, be in his active will or in his permission. Because one does this, one gathers his strength in God to give the right answer to the respective situation and does not waste it to find an answer for ourselves, which often gets stuck in many doubts. By the just is certainly not meant an infallible person, and the straight path does not consist in rigid immobility, or even a stubbornness to set one's own view for absolute. To be righteous towards God is a trusting attitude towards God, which allows us to affirm even unknown path, because we are convinced of God's love. This justice towards God, to trust Him more and more, and thus to give the right answer to His fatherly love, pleases our Lord very much, because it is the adequate and right answer to His love. This knowledge and trust is expressed in the words, "For when your judgments appear on earth, the inhabitants of the world learn what saving justice is. Yahweh, you will grant us peace, having completed all our undertakings for us." God's path become ours. We will go on His path. Then our path will be safe, whatever happens.
Today's communion verse is the last verse of Psalm 16. "You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore."
Dominus parcere hereditatis me et calicis me. Tu es qui restitues hereditatem meam mihi.